In the 14 verses of this psalm, the word praise is used 13 times. Praise is important. This psalm lists many ways that creation, the stars, the ocean, animals, and people on earth bring praise to God. Take a moment now to look around you. If you're inside, try to look outside of a window. What of God's natural creation do you see? Do you see the sky, trees, a flower, or even a person walking by? Think about this. God made what you see to bring praise to Him. Keep looking as you reflect on this truth. Praise is not a solo activity. When we praise, we take our place in all of creation as God intended it to be. Think about your favorite old hymn, or think about a grandparent, someone older than you who has walked with Jesus for many years, or maybe a person from the Bible whose story you cherish. Now think about this. Day after day, year after year, generation after generation, people have gone before us doing this exact thing, bringing praise to God. Take a moment to join your voice with all creation in giving praise to God. Out loud, thank Him for who He is and what He's done. Praise is to be a shared experience within a community of believers. As we conclude today's time of prayer, why not take out your phone and send a text message to someone in which you want to share your praise? Tell them what you've just told God. In a few words, tell them who He is and what He has done for you. If you would, do that now before we pray one last time. Father, thank You that You're at work all around us. You've been faithful before and You'll be faithful forever. We praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.